Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to bring in our next guest. That is Brian Ritchie, Michigan State University professor, James Madison College, co-director of the Michigan Center for Innovational Economic Prosperity. And we are talking about MSU eNet. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Well, tell us about this concept. What does it mean, and how did it originate?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. At MSU, we've had a long history of entrepreneurship efforts in terms of research, education, and also efforts in helping entrepreneurs get their businesses up and started. But it's been a little bit fragmented, lots of centers, lots of different organizations and places. And so we said, what if we took all of these resources and assets that we have on campus and brought them together way, and we were then able to take all of those resources and assets and connect those with the community and see if we couldn't do a number of things better than we had in the past, things like education, things like connecting to help entrepreneurs, whether students or faculty or even people from the community, launch their ventures and get them started.
Brian, this seems like such a no-brainer of a concept, especially at a land-grant institution. Why hasn't it happened before?
Well, you know, universities are interesting places, Jack. I mean, you know, they've been around a long time, and we have colleges, and we have departments, and we have divisions. And lately, especially under the direction of Luana Simon, the university has really been working to overcome those inherent barriers. And so I think it's been easy in the past for the College of Business to put together a center and for Madison College to put together a center and the Ag Department to put together a center. And these have all been effective at a certain level, but now the way that business moves and the requirements to get new ventures started and to get new technologies that are created in the university and the community to market, you've got to do it on a better scale. You've got to do it more collaboratively. You've got to do it more connectedly. And as we looked at all of these, you know, these myriad resources that we had, we thought certainly if we connect these together, we can do this better. And so it's just taken some initiative for each of us to get together and decide to do this in kind of an organic and maybe not so top down way, but certainly with the support of the administration. But it's just taken some initiative on the part of the faculty to put this together.
All right. MSU eNet will kick off, very appropriate term this time of year, from 4 to 6 p.m. That is Thursday, correct?
That's right, Thursday afternoon.
At the East Lansing Technology Center, that's 325 East Grand River. It's above Barnes & Noble Booksellers. If you have not been to the Technology Center, I know you've driven by it hundreds of times, most of you, and you can access it from Grand River or from the City Center parking ramp from behind. Tell us a little bit about the concept of a business incubator, and where else has this been tried in terms of a major institution?
You know, there's a number of institutions that are doing interesting things, Purdue, MIT, even places you might not think of, like the University of Utah, which is number one in new venture spinouts. Hmm. And as part of this, you know, the thing that we're looking to do is to actually bring all the components of this together, bring education, bring venture startups and spinups, and actually create the incubation space for students to actually do the work as well as the funding. So we're trying to do what others have done and maybe even do it a little bit better this time.
All right, this business incubator is not just for Michigan State students, correct? It's for anyone in the greater Lansing community.
That's right. And we're going to set it up initially for students, but those students might be Lansing Community College students. They might be Michigan State students. They could be anybody in this region and area. And, you know, it's not just the Hatch and the Technology Innovation Center. We've got MBI that is also providing incubation services for technologies around the bioeconomy. There's a lot of things going on here that are really exciting, and as they come together, are providing some real power.
What's the role of James Madison College in this, if any?
You know, well, it's just providing a number of the faculty that are very entrepreneurially minded,
right,
but no more so than the engineering school or the business school or the College of Natural Sciences. It's amazing how much demand there is among the students for this kind of education and startup help. I mean, students really want to get involved in this kind of stuff.
All right, there is a new course, ANR 491. Tell us about that.
Well, what we're doing is we're going to offer a certificate. This is part of what we've come together to do so that students and non-students, people in the community, can come in and get a certificate in entrepreneurship. Part of that is this first course. It's a survey course in venture creation and the entrepreneurial mindset. And so it's open to students across the university and also to people outside the university. And it's just the first in a three-step process to the certificate. You take that course, you take another experiential course or some sort of learning experience outside the university, and then you have a project. And that project's done with the help of mentors inside the MSU eNet. And when you're done, you get the certificate.
Students can also seek funding for this experiential learning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is really exciting because we've got over $1 million now in endowed funds that we'll be able to provide a large number of, you know, $1,000 to $5,000 grants to students to actually go out and do the first stage in their project. So they can do prototypes, they can do proof of concepts, they could do business plan, they could do a lot of things that this initial amount of money would help them just determine whether or not their project was a good one or not, and if it deserved further funding. And then with the connections through the MSU eNet would bring them to further opportunities for venture or angel funding. So this really puts the money where the mouth is. And the university, again, under the guidance and direction of Luana and others, have put these funds together for students so that we can say, look, you've got a place to do your work, you've got money to do the work, and you've got mentoring and help to help you get this project done.
All right. These $5,000 awards, this isn't on a whim. These are people who take the idea and actually do something with it, correct?
Well, we're going to help these students gen this idea up to a point where they can really then take it out and do the kind of the kind of work they need to get serious funding. But yeah, it's going to be taken seriously. It's not just going to be given to anyone. They're going to have to apply for it. Right. But it is available to help them make that progress.
All right. I'm going to make you an offer here, and I think that maybe we can work together on this a little bit, Brian. I think
sure.
that I am so intrigued by this possibility, not just because it would be good radio, but let's keep in contact on this, and let's pick a couple of these businesses, and we'll have them on our radio show.
Oh, we would love to do that. I would love to get some students in with you and let them tell you their story, and as this progresses, that'd be fantastic.
Well, when you have young minds that are creative and they see things sometimes that an older generation does not see, and maybe that's part of the way that we can improve things in the future. Our guest, Brian Ritchie, MSU professor, James Madison College. We are talking about MSU eNet. What kind of feedback have you had to this, Brian?
You know, we've had a tremendous response. We put 200 tickets available for our launch. In fact, if anybody's interested and they go out to entrepreneurship.msu.edu, you can go to the launch and sign up at come. It's available. We just have a few tickets left, and it's amazing. We've got a number of people that are coming in remotely. The community is abuzz with what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a tremendous response to this. We really have.
How many people do you have signed up?
I think we have almost 170 now. I think we have 30 or so tickets left.
Okay. And they're coming from how far away?
They're coming away to this whole region, this whole area. So, as far away as Grand Rapids and Detroit and Saginaw to be here. So,
well, once again, this is synergy and this is collaboration and this is nurturing. This is exactly what we need to take ideas and turn them into reality. And I'm intrigued by this idea and look forward to hearing from some of these students and non-students firsthand.
Absolutely.
And look forward to hearing from you as this program continues. Give our listeners once again the date, time. We're talking about Thursday. Was it 4 o'clock?
Yep, 4 to 6 p.m. Thursday. It's in the Technology Innovation Center, which is above the Barnes & Noble building. And if you go out to, as I mentioned before, www.entrepreneurship.msu.edu, there's a button for the launch. It'll take you to a registration site. You can register. It has details, maps, everything that you would need to get there. We'd love to have them be there.
Okay, entrepreneurship.msu.edu. And if you can't spell entrepreneurship, don't feel bad. You can figure out a way to do that. I'm not going to try to do it for you right now either. Thanks so much, Brian.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, talk to you soon. We're going to have Chad Jordan with us and the owner of Cravings Gourmet Popcorn in Old Town, talking about a very important program, a safe zone for kids. We'll be right back on Ebling & You.